not alone ever. He is with us everywhere, all the time. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today I want to share part three of the series on fear. Today it's called Breaking the Chains of Fear. You know, fear has kept some people from doing what they want to do in life because there's a little voice that says to them, don't do it. You'll get hurt, or you can't. Fear grips people's minds. And it says that Jesus came to set the captive free. None of us need to be captive to fear. He signed that emancipation proclamation for the human race to be free with his own blood on Calvary. You know, many Christians today do not realize it, but they are letting fear into their lives. He camouflages things. He calls it worry. Anytime you're worrying, you're in fear. Now, a lot of people say, well, I don't know about that. Yes, there's a big difference between concern and worry. You can be concerned about something and doing something about it without thinking about it. If you're worrying about it and you're keeping you up at night, you can't sleep, you can't do anything, that's, really, it's fear. You are afraid. It is possible to live free. You know, one man has said, victory over fear is the first spiritual duty of every person. You know, it becomes a way of life for some people. We need to realize the thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus' purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. You know, fear comes through our mind. We see something. We hear something. Somebody says something to us. We need to learn to guard our thought life. Pulling down imaginations. How many of you ever realized that most of the time when fear comes, actually, it never happens? How many of you realize that? But the enemy does a number on you, causes you not to be able to receive victory in areas. You know, we need to learn how to resist fear. Now, in the Word of God, there's a lot about fear, especially in the Psalms, but in other places too. But let's see what opens the door that lets fear in. We got a perfect example of it in Job. He says in the New Living, Job 1:5, when these celebrations ended, talking about his children, they'd have celebrated. Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to him, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. And this was Job's regular practice. You know, he is doing this out of fear. It's a regular practice of having a special sacrifice for his kids. Now, as we look at this, fear will make you do things that it's not necessary. Fear will make you do unreasonable things. You know, there is a difference now. Don't get me wrong. There's a difference in using wisdom than acting in fear. It's wisdom to check that before you go across the street. That's wisdom. That's not fear. It's just wisdom to lock your car when you get out of it. But some people are so fearful that they try to hide everything that's in the car. They're afraid somebody's going to break into my car. Now, you locked your house this morning, most of you, or your apartment when you left. But you didn't do it out of fear. You did it out of wisdom. A person that did it out of fear would be checking all the time to see if somebody broke in. You'd be checking. You see, Job said in 3:25, "What I always feared has happened to me. What I dreaded has come true." Job, what I always feared. You know, he was continually in fear that something was going to happen to his kids, that he was going to lose everything, and it opened the door for the enemy to come in. He lost his kids. He lost his livestock. Sickness come upon him. Even his own wife turned against him, told him, curse God and die. His friends became tormentors instead of helpers. I want you to remember this statement. Fear limits what God can do in your life and allows the devil to steal and destroy you. Fear opens the door for the enemy to come into your life. How do we stop this? Now here's where I want you to get a hold of it. How do we stop this? Being free from fear. It comes from knowing the Word of God and what the Word of God has to say. Now look at this. At the Red Sea, the children of Israel were fearful. The sea was in front of them. They couldn't get across it. They couldn't go around it. And the Egyptian army was bearing down upon them. And Moses steps up and says, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again." That's Exodus 14:13. The psalmist said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I fear? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble?" Psalms 27:1. Then Solomon said in Proverbs 3:25-26, "You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes from the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap." Now let's go to Isaiah 41:10. "Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." All of these scriptures are talking about don't be afraid because God is there. In Mark 5:36, Jesus told Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith," or "just believe." Then Paul told Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, timidity, but a power and a love and a self-discipline or a sound mind. Then the writer of the Hebrews says, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will have no fear. What mere people can do to me. Renewing your mind with the word will help you to stay out of fear. You need to expel fear from your mind. Now, you just can't sit around doing nothing and expect fear to leave. We have to keep renewing our mind with the Word of God, just like we have to keep renewing our minds about the faith. See, everything we do comes by renewing our mind with the Word of God. When you have the Word of God in your mind, then when something comes, the thoughts, oh, what am I going to do, don't come, but the thoughts of what the Bible says comes. See, Billy Sunday said, fear knocked on my door and faith answered, and nobody was there. Now, I want you to look at these truths. All right, there are three things that help you rise above fear, okay? Number one, knowing the truth of God's word. Knowing the truth of God's word. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. You ever notice that when the enemy comes to you, when it's all boiled down and you take it all the way down, it's not true. But the Word of God is true. Jesus is the truth. Now, secondly, knowing the Holy Spirit is with you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:5 says in the NLT, so you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you've received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. And now we call him Abba Father, knowing that the greater one lives within you. You see, we've got to realize when we face all of these situations that we come in contact with that cause us to have fear, we've got to realize that God, the greater one, is right here on the inside of us. And nothing can stand against us, according to what the Word says. And I found that to be true. Any of you found that to be true? The enemy comes to get you into fear. That's why you have to continually say, I say it sometimes 10 times a day, I've not been given the spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. Now, those are important because we're dealing with fear is a spirit. But we have the Holy Spirit. And that's why Paul said, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. If you're in fear, you don't have a sound mind. You don't think rationally. You do things that are unthinkable sometimes. You know, in fear, you draw back. In faith, you move forward to attack. You know, some people say, well, aren't you afraid up there with all that goes on? No, I say, well, you know, I've had people make a platform many, many times, camp meetings, downtown, everything else, you know. And somebody said, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not afraid. Because God is with me. And I believe he will protect me. When you're in fear, you always are on the offense, not on the defense. I don't know how many of you remember, but many years ago, some person made the platform over here. And many people said to me, Pastor, you turned and went toward him and started speaking to him to get off and in the name of Jesus. I said, yeah. How many of you remember that? That's one thing that I learned in the Army is if you're on the offensive, you've got the upper hand. I charged him. We need to learn to charge the devil that way. You see, I'm not waiting for him to get to me. I'm waiting. I go toward him. In fact, he stopped. You see, most of the time, if you go toward the enemy, he begins to realize, hey, that person knows who they are in Christ. And you go toward the enemy, quoting the word of God. No weapon formed against me. Fear will not take up. I will not allow fear into my life. I will not allow fear thoughts to come to me. I cast down all of that. Somebody said, well, it comes. Hey, I get them too. I want you to know every Christian, I don't care who you are, I don't care how much faith you got, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care what it is. Everybody gets thoughts of fear, but you have to cast down those thoughts with the word of God. Paul talks about it. He says, casting down imaginations, pull down those strongholds that try to come in. It'll come in. Oh, you're not going to make it. The ministry's going to go under. You're not going to make it this time. But hey, you have to keep believing God and keep speaking the word. I'm not going to get in fear. You know, knowing that he loves us and is continually watching over us. He is continually there. He is with you everywhere. He is with you. You need to get that in your head and in your spirit. I am never anywhere that the power of God is not with me. The protection of God is not with me. We get in the car to drive and we'll say, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the 91st Psalm. And I sometimes say, you said in your word, you'd bless our going out and our coming in. So we're protected as we go and we're protected as we come back. You know, it's just wisdom to use the word, speak the word. I mean, some of us, oh, they're always having big crashes on the highway. Well, sure, they are. But I pray for protection. You know, 1 John 4:16, let's read this. We know how much God loves us and have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. And as we live in God, our love grows perfect. So we will not be afraid. Such love, drop down to verse 18. Such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we're afraid, it's for fear of punishment. And this shows that we have not fully experienced the perfect love. We love each other because he loved us first. You see, what? Faith works by love. Okay? We need to realize that it's important. Love is vitally important in your life. it says here that perfect love, what? Expels all fear. God is love. We have the love of God in us. The Bible says so. Right? So if you have love, you should know how your faith is going to work. If you have love, it's going to expel fear. See, we need to realize, and now I'm going to come back to something. All of these things, sometimes we teach on them in different aspects, just on that. But actually, they all come together and work together. They are not isolated spiritual forces. It takes them all to come together. The basis for it, all faith, fear, casting out fear, living in faith, all the other things, living in prosperity, living in protection, it's all based on God, and God is love. And we walk in love toward one another. But yet you can teach on faith, you can teach on different things, but they all have to work together. Your automobile has several entities in it, but they have to work. The electrical system, the fuel system, all the systems have to work together to make the car work. If they're not working, you're in trouble. Hello? See, love casts out fear. Come on now. You're getting quiet on me. How do we get all of this? By renewing our mind with the Word of God. Knowing that we can overcome it all. We are more than conquerors. See, people quote that all the time, yet then they, I'm just afraid that this might happen. There's a possibility for everything happen, but if you live in faith, free of fear, faith and love, then you don't have to be concerned. Now, don't go some people jump off the other end. You got to stay balanced on this. You're not walking in love if you hold a grudge against somebody. Well, I'll forgive them, but I'll never forget what they done. No, you haven't. That's not walking in love. See, if you're walking in faith and love, nothing bothers you. My mother said to my dad one time, "Kenneth, I don't think you'd be upset and be concerned if me and the kids died." He said, "Why do I need to be concerned for then? You're already gone." Now, what we need to get to the point that we're living our life free of fear, living in love toward one another, loving one another. You don't have to love what they do, but you can love them. Anybody understand what I'm saying to you? I don't like what a lot of people do, but I still love them with the love of God and pray for them. We do not have to fear difficult situations. We are all going to face them. Some of you have faced difficult situations that could put you in fear this week. How many have done that? Let me see your hand. You face a situation that could put you in fear. We all do. But I see that you're here smiling. So why? Because you've learned how to take the Word of God and stand against it. I don't know
How many times I say I'm not have spirit of fear. I don't know how many times I say no weapon formed against me will prosper. In fact, I include that in my prayer over my food. Every time I pray over my food, and I always pray over my food. My mama taught me that when I was a kid, and I don't care. I did it when I was in school, when I was a kid. I do it now. If I'm going to eat, before I eat, I pray. You know what? In my prayer for my food, I thank God for food, but I say, I thank you, Father, that no sickness and disease can come up. I thank you for health. And I thank you, Father, that no weapon formed against me will prosper. And then I go on and make two or three other confessions. And then I thank him for my food and make my two or three other. Why'd I do that? Because it's important that I want the devil. You got to open your mouth. I want the devil to hear what I'm saying. I want him to know that he's not going to put a fear trip on me. I want him to know that I know who I am in Christ. See, you got to know who you are in Christ. Like I said, all of these things work together. Knowing who you are in Christ, having the love of God, having the scripture hid in your heart, and then speaking it with your mouth. You can know all the scriptures, but until you do something with them, nothing happens. Hebrews 13:6 says, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, so I will have no fear. Actually, the writer of the Hebrews is quoting what David said there in Psalms 118:6. You know, we need to get a hold of the fact that God is with us and that the greater one is with us. The power of God is with us. And our most important weapon against any situation is the name of Jesus. He has given us his name. He said so in the word. And at that name, not just any name, that name, everything has to bow. Everything. Not just some things, but all things. All. See, Jesus said in that last verse in John writing, you in this world, you're going to have tribulations and trials, but I have overcome them all. So if he's overcome everything, that includes fear. I have overcome, then use the name of Jesus. My wife will tell you, I'll be driving down the highway and I'll just start saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Why? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I want to tell you something. You can't be saying that name, Jesus, very many times before all of a sudden the peace comes and settling in. You begin to settle down. You know, all of a sudden that spirit, see, when you're using the name of Jesus, it opens up that Holy Spirit on the inside of you. It begins to rise up on the inside of you. You can be down and you begin to say, thank you, Jesus. You're my strength. You're my power. Whom shall I be afraid? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Man, I don't tell you what. You begin to say that, something begins to happen on the inside. Just right there. I just said it three times. Something began to take place. Why? Because that is the most powerful name. Because God said, I've given to Jesus all authority and all power. And he turned around in the Word of God and he said, Jesus said, I give that power to those that are born in my name. The name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kick the devil out. When he comes in, kick him out. You got to open your mouth and talk. Speak. The Lord is my helper. Helper, I will not fear. I've not been given the spirit of fear. Mr. Devil, get out of here with that junk. Oh, but you look at the mess. Hey, I may be in a mess, and you may have brought a mess up on me, but let me tell you what, Jesus is cleaning the mess up. And my mess is going to turn into victory. What we say about ourselves is important. You need to continue talking about, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am a conqueror. No fear is in me. No weapon formed against me can prosper. Don't be afraid to speak the word of God. Open your mouth against everything that comes against you. Quote the word of God. See, that's why it's so important to know the word. So when it comes against you with and you need healing, you need to quote healing scriptures. When fear comes in, you need to quote the fear scriptures. When you need protection, you need to be able to quote the protection scriptures. Come on. Don't look at me funny. That's the truth. You got to know the word. And then besides that, just on top of all that, you just need to quote and say, tell the devil who you are. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am a new person in Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Everybody stand. Let's say some things together. Anybody getting anything? Have any of you got anything out of these lessons on fear? Say this with me. My Father in heaven loves me. Therefore, I have no fear. The Lord is my helper. So I do not fear. God's word has the power to set me free from fear. I choose to resist fear in all situations. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to entertain thoughts of fear. I declare Jesus has set me free from fear. I declare that every chain of fear is broken by the whole power of the Holy Spirit. From now on, fear has no place in my life. From this moment forward, I will walk free from fear. And there's an old song. I want you to say it with me. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. That's an old song we used to sing in church. I don't even know whether any of them know. Anthony probably know that song.
What have I to fear? What have I to dread? Leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to fear? What have I to dread? Leaning on the everlasting arms. We are leaning, oh yes, leaning, safe and secure from all alarm. We are leaning on the what a joy divine. Lean on the everlasting arm. Oh, what peace is mine. Oh, what peace is mine. Lean on the everlasting arm. Oh, we are leaning. Oh, yes, leaning. Safe and secure from all alarm. We are leaning. Oh, yes.
You got something out of these lessons. Hallelujah. Using our mouth. The word of God. Speaking the word against everything that comes against us. Amen. Just lay, hey, speak the word of God and lean back on the everlasting arms and say, hallelujah. And then watch it happen. Just don't worry about it. Just lean back. Say, be out of fear. And watch it happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bow your heads for just a moment. I never like to have a service. I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus. I mean, if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you saw all of these people just rejoicing and enjoying themselves. Why? Because they know Jesus Christ is their personal Savior. Are you in this place and you know what it is to serve Him, but you're just not where you need to be with Him? I want to pray with you and I want to pray for you. If that's you, you need Christ, you need to rededicate your life. I want to see your hand so I can pray with you upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in this building. Let me see your hand right now. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life. Anybody, anywhere. This is your time to change your life forever. In Jesus' name. Well, put your hands up and thank God that you, everybody in here, it must be a Christian because nobody raised their hand. But if there is somebody, I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will go with them and they can't do anything until they accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No fear. No fear. You know, in the natural, they tell us that. Well, before we go out for a ball, play a game, don't have any fear. If you got fear in you, you're not going to perform. You can't be afraid. Come on now. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hey, no fear. Why? Because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Amen. Hallelujah.